saving money in your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fungela. This is a special Mother's Day episode. Mother's Day was just a couple days ago, and Danielle and I wanted to sit down and share some gratitude about our moms and motherly figures in our lives. I'm sure all of us out there have some motherly figures that we can think of. Somebody from third grade, a teacher you used to have, an aunt, the lady next door, like whoever, somebody in your life definitely took a motherly figure role, and we honor some of those women on this episode today. So it's a fun one to talk about some moms, some mom stuff. And if you want to call us and tell us what you're grateful for, here's the phone number for you to call.
747-300-5380.
Give us your attitude and your gratitude. On this episode, our moms join in to give us their attitudes and gratitudes, which we loved. And also, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, do all the things that you need to do to remind yourself that this podcast comes out every Tuesday. Share the news with all your friends. And don't forget, I'm on tour. Go to Angela.com to see when I'm bringing my family reunion tour to a city near you. And get your tickets there and enjoy this episode with me and Danielle giving some motherly love for Mother's Day. Okay, hello everybody. This is our Mother's Day episode. Even though technically Mother's Day was 2 days ago.
Correct.
Right, by the time this comes out, Mother's Day was 2 days ago. This is going to be our gratitude for mothers, for our mothers and mother figures in our life, right?
Yes.
Because we have a lot of those.
Every woman is a mother.
And I'm entering the age where I am the mother figure to a lot of people.
Yeah. People think you're my mom all the time.
Oh my God, I hate you. They do, though. They do. It's so annoying. For the first time it happened, I was like, that girl's dumb. But then it happened a second time, and I was like, wait, a repeat offender? Hold on. Wait a minute. What the heck is it? Which, what's interesting is we look nothing alike.
No.
But it got me thinking, there's been a lot of times where people think that my friend that I'm with a lot are related. Like me and Jill Layton used to get that all the time.
I mean, people think Penelope's your sister all the time, don't they?
But that tracks. We can we can pass for relation.
Yeah.
But Jill is full on blonde, blue eyed Jewish.
Oh, sure.
And people would think we were related all the time. But I think it's just because we were always around each other. We started to sound like each other. So maybe it's that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we both have dark hair, but
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. You have dark eyes. I have light eyes. Like,
you're white. I'm Mexican.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. But also, my skin color is not that darker than yours. Like, we're pretty, I'm not too dark. See?
Yeah.
And your freckles give you more like tan color.
Yeah. Sun damage.
Yeah. Your sun damage is really working in your favor.
I think my favorite was when the TSA lady thought I was also a minor.
Oh, yeah. That's dumb.
And your daughter.
That's
and I was
dumb.
Like, even I was like, all right, I know that.
Are you flirting with me, ma'am?
Well, because I was like, look, I know that sometimes I look younger than I am. I was like, but not a child.
No.
I'm 5'8". Like, not even close. Maybe I was short. Maybe. Yeah, but
do you look that young, though? Like, you're
like,
no,
I could
mean,
be
like,
17? No.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, to be carded? No. But you definitely look young. Like, you have great skin.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you got it all going for you. You got the youth on your side.
Thanks.
But I don't know about carded.
And I think that's genetic because I think my mom looks younger than she is.
How old is your mom?
She's 60. She just turned 60.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She totally looks younger than she is.
Yeah.
Well done, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Speaking of mothers.
Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I'm entering the age of being the mother figure. I mean, look at this.
You do. It is kind of giving a coastal grandma a little bit. Like,
Like, I'm wearing my little neck scarf, but
kind of Diane Keaton a little bit.
Yeah, it's giving Diane Keaton. Yeah, yeah. It, but also the reason why I'm wearing it is because I have a toothpaste stain on my shirt.
Oh my gosh! Wait, I was planning to wear something else, and I spilled toothpaste on it this morning.
Yeah, so that's why this little.
And what I'm wearing is not what I planned.
Scarf is there. Yeah. But listen, there's always room for Selena any day. Sure. Selena t-shirt.
You know, also, do you call her mother? No, because I feel like sometimes people call Beyonce mother.
Oh, Selena. No, she is. Yeah, she's. Listen, she's still paving the way for us.
Yeah.
There's lots of women in my life that have been motherly figures throughout different seasons. Some consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistently mother figure. Some for a season they come in, and like for instance, when I don't know if you were like this growing up, but if you had a friend that their mom was very much a motherly figure,
oh sure,
but then maybe you're not friends with them anymore, but for that season that you were friends, so and so's mom was like your mom. She'd pick you up from school too, and like stuff like that. So there's definitely been lots of women,
or even friends of my mom's that like. Like her best friend for a time, but then maybe they're not friends anymore either.
Sure.
But it was like, oh, remember? Yeah, I remember her, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Let's start with our moms out the gate.
Okay.
Obvi, our moms. Hey, we wouldn't be here without you. Okay, so we could say all kinds of things about our moms.
Yeah.
I picked just a couple things I wanted to talk about my mom that I am grateful for. My mom. I would always say when I think back on my childhood, I don't remember my mom doing anything wrong, meaning like,
yeah, what do you mean?
I can't point to, like, for instance, I can point to a lot of trauma with my dad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. I'm this because of my dad. My dad did this. My dad did that. Blah, 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 blah. My dad. And then when I think about my mom, I'm like, no, my mom was just great.
Yeah.
She, you know, raised us four kids and she did her best. Mm. And I remember my mom always looking young. And I was like proud of that.
Yeah.
Like my mom looked super young and
she's
everybody
hip,
would.
She's cool.
She was hip. She was cool. She still is very, like, she'll accessorize a lot. She likes to wear different, she always wears long nails and has different designs on them.
Yeah.
Always does designs on her nails. Like,
fun.
My mom's
the opposite. Same color.
Same.
My mom literally has a picture of the color. She gets it every time she goes in.
Oh, that's
color.
Funny. I don't do that one. Yeah. But it always is like more of a nude kind of whatever. And that's sheer laziness because I'm like, I need to make sure that when it grows out.
Whereas I'm like, give me the brightest color ever.
Yeah. So I remember my mom growing up being super young, looking super young. And one time she took us cruising, like me and my friends, she took us cruising cause she got,
what's cruising? Like on a cruise?
What's cruising? Oh man. Okay. So
I was like on a cruise? You went on a cruise?
So cute. No. Cruising is where you get in a car. Load up all your friends and you go downtown and you just drive and there's all kinds of other people in their cars and they're just driving.
Okay.
And then you pull over at the 7-Eleven or you pull over at this drive through, whatever. And it's kind of like a big party all down the street because there's people sitting out on their window sill.
Oh.
Sometimes the hatchback would be lifted up with like people sitting on the back and it's just cruising. It's like the way you would hang out with other young people of the city and there'd be like motorcycle clubs and so there's like motorcycles
It does sound like something you would do as a kid, but your mom would take you?
One time she did. And this is because we had a station wagon or was it during the minivan years? I forget. Either way, she got in like a fender bender.
Ooh.
The rental car they gave her was a convertible.
Oh, so she was like, hey.
Going from minivan to convertible or even station wagon to convertible.
She was like, we got to show it off.
We did. We were like, mom, you have to take us cruising. And I remember we did her hair. Like we tried to make her like look like how we were doing our hair and
so
stuff.
Cool.
And we loaded up the rental convertible car with me, my sister, and a couple of our friends. And my mom was driving.
Oh my God,
and she
so
took
cool.
us cruising. We thought we were so cool. All the way up until some one guy in a car across from was like, that's their mom, eh? So she looked young, but not that young, apparently.
But I like to imagine that you were like, yeah, and so what of it?
Yeah.
Okay. She's cool.
We thought we were so cool.
Yeah, my mom never did that, no.
No, yeah, we thought we were super cool. And what's interesting is I'm like, I was so proud that my mom was like super young. Rosie's not going to have that experience. Poor thing.
I know. Because how old was your mom when she first had Veronica?
20 or 21.
Oh, so how old was she when she had you?
3 years later.
Okay. Yeah, my mom was 25 when she had me.
Yeah. So, soup's young. Anyway, so my mom, when I think about my mom, I'm grateful that my mom was... did the best. Like, I can't think of any kind of mm-hmm. trauma related to my mom growing up. And it's funny because I don't, it's like mom guilt, but my mm-hmm. mom, I would say this to my mom and she would think like, I think the opposite. I just think of all the things I did wrong. Mm. I just remember everything, every mistake I made and all the times I messed up and mm-hmm. all the times I wish I would have done this for you. I wish I would have done that, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And I'm like, oh, I don't think about that mm-hmm. ever. So yeah. You don't need to think about it. I don't ever think about you mm-hmm. messing up.
Yeah, me either.
So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my mom was just an incredible mom mm-hmm. Growing up. But then also, my mom was also the neighborhood mom. Okay. So, like, all the neighborhood kids would come over to our house.
Okay.
And she was just everybody's mom.
Oh.
And now, granted, this woman works as a hairstylist, mm-hmm. providing for 4 kids mm-hmm. and all of their friends. The whole neighborhood would come over. And eat whatever was in our kitchen, eat like all of our snacks. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't ever like, have enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just the door was always like, open.
Come on in. Yeah.
People coming in and out. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew my mom as mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to look back and think that my mom was the neighborhood mom. And I see these... this is coming up in my feed. I don't know if it comes up in your feed, but it's the neighborhood dad. And it would be like somebody recording. They're like, oh, my husband has become the neighborhood dad. And there's like 7 kids out with a football waiting for this adult man to come out so he can come throw the ball for them. And then it's like this other one. It's like, you know, tell me, why is my boyfriend the neighborhood dad to all these kids? And he's out there like playing basketball with them and stuff.
I love that.
That's so cool. And I love that. And I love that my mom was the neighborhood mom.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. So those are a couple things about my mom.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Grateful for you, mom. Love you.
Hey. You know, whenever I think of my mom, the first thing that I feel like, and I've said this to my friends and to other people, what I always think, like, my mom is the kindest woman that I know. Like, just the epitome of the word kind. I was like, if you look it up in the dictionary, that is my mom. I've never known her to yell, like raise her voice. I don't have a single memory of her ever yelling at me or raising my voice. Don't get me wrong, she would get mad at me for stuff all the time, but she did it in a very Southern polite way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my mom always had, you know, the look, and she's I get my sarcasm from her, not my dad. My dad's the jokey one.
Interesting. I thought it was from your dad.
No, my dad is, he can be sarcastic, but not the way my mom can.
Okay.
And she does it in a way where you're like, wait a minute. Did you just, hold on a second.
Am I bleeding? What happened?
But she, you're like, did I just, oh, I think I'm dying a little bit. But she truly is so incredibly kind. And I don't know if it's just from years of teaching 4-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that plays a part in it, but I'm like, and she's someone who has like a gift of, I don't know that she knows this, but I think her love language, or at least the way that she shows love, is very much acts of service. And she's very, in any sort of situation, she's always just like, do you need something? Or what's going on? Oh, yeah, I'll get it. Let me grab that for you. Mm. Or are you hungry? Mm-hmm. Let me get this for you or something. Or I feel like that's the way that she shows how she cares and loves for somebody. And it's just, I don't know. She's always someone where I'm like, I can always count on her for help in anything, in any situation. And I think she's like that to everyone else too. And to my siblings and to family and friends and whoever. And it's funny too, cause I say that she's the kindest woman, but I was like, that's something she also always taught me. That was like always one of her number one thing was, she was like, in every situation, just be kind. Just be kind. And, you know, even in good and bad situations, or I don't know, it just always came back to kindness. And so when I think of my mom, I think of that. I think of that word. And
what's it like not raising your voice? Mom, can you teach me? What's it like not getting a sassy attitude? How do you do that?
Honestly, I think it's because she figured out that that doesn't always get you what you want. I think it's... She's more the queen of subtlety.
Yeah, but it's default. I know. It's ready to go right there.
It's default for me, too. And she raised me. But I was like, that's the Coach Roach that's coming out there when I... he was the one that would be a little bit louder. But I don't know. I see it, too, in my grandparents. My mom's parents are my only living grandparents. And I see that in them too. I was like, I've never known
that they're kind and calm.
Yes. I've never known them to raise their voice either too. And I don't know if that's just from my grandfather being a pastor, my grandmother being a librarian. I don't know if that's the personality trait through that or something, but, I don't know. I don't know how she does it. Cause that's not my instinct either, but she's right. I see how she gets through life and I see, you know, different situations and she's dealt with a lot and she's had issues with friends or with work or something. And she just, even through all of it, when she's like, oh, I'm so frustrated, you know, I just want this situation to go this way or do something, at the end of the day, she's still like, well, hey, it's good to see you, you know, like still just, you know, she's just always been about, you know, you don't know what's going on in their life and you don't want them to view you in a way that isn't true to who you are just because of one situation. So.
Here's the thing. I feel like I can be more patient with strangers than my husband. For instance, if my husband said something like accusatory towards me, I'm real quick to like snap back and be like, blah, 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 whatever. But if some rando in the elevator said something accusatory, I'd take pause and be like,
yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You want to try that again?
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm the same way. I feel like I'm quick with my family and then with other people, I'm like, well, I don't know what's going on in their day. I don't. And I'm like, and I feel like that's my mom. Like I was frustrated with stuff with this hotel and I was frustrated with, you know, obviously with all these different things, but I'm always just like, let me give them a minute, let me give them time, maybe they're sorting something out, maybe they're figuring there's something going on I don't know about, so let me just, I mean, it's but I feel like with family I'm like, I called you four times, why aren't you, hello, you said you would be here, you know, or something, but so I'm like, I'll blame my mom for kindness to strangers, but then she'll be like, and where's my kindness? And I'm like, well, you're my mom, so
that's funny how that works.
Deal with it.
Well, we're related, so you don't get kindness.
Yeah. And they're like, isn't this how you treat others? And I go, no, actually. She's like, that? Oh, well, I must be blessed, thank you.
Sorry,
but
Mom.
I also think of, I mean, yeah, this is, you know, gratitudes for her. And I also think back to my mom is so fun. Like, she's kind of nerdy, but fun. I don't know if nerdy is the right word. I mean, I definitely, she's a big reader. Like, I get all that from her. But she's, I remember growing up, there was always an activity. There was always a craft.
So
there was
cute.
Always,
I love that.
You know, oh, we're going to go to the park today. We're going to go to the library
that's
today.
That's her teacher, too, coming out, though.
I think so. I think so. I think she, that's who she is at her core.
Yeah.
And, but even now as...
Oh, I should have your mom send me activities to do with Rosie. Because I'd be Googling sometime and I'm like, okay.
Oh, she'll know.
Let me see. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do look Pinterest and TikTok and stuff like that. Yeah. But I should have your
she'll
mom send me
stuff.
Some activities.
Yeah. Especially when she hits 4 and 5. She's got it on.
Oh, yeah.
She's got that age range on lock.
Okay.
She's been doing that for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
But she just, she always had activities or always had crafts or, I mean, we've got ornaments on the Christmas tree that she had us handmade when we were like 3 or 4.
Cute.
That was like with us.
Love
and,
that.
But even, I was going to say, like, even now as adults, like even when I come home for Christmas or something, she'll, you know, have, okay, like, okay, I was thinking on Friday we could go and we could do this and we could go to this little thing or let's go to this garden or something. Or
she's a planner.
Yeah. Well, not really, though. That's what's funny is, like, she's more, I would say my mom is more of a type B person, and with, like, an occasional type A tendencies just because she's surrounded by
type A's. So she'll think of the ideas and then hand it off to you and let you plan it and execute.
But she's also very much like, whereas I'm someone where I get frustrated if it doesn't go the way I planned it. She's like, oh, well, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and so, like, even this summer, what's funny, we're on the family reunion tour, and then now my family was like, what if we did an actual family reunion this summer? And I was like, oh, okay. And we are going to Anna Marie Island this summer for a whole week, and I'm joining for some of the days because of a tour. And but she, my mom was very adamant when she was telling me about it. She was like, no, we don't have anything planned. So don't get upset that we don't have anything planned. And I said, Mom, I'm okay. I'm looking forward to just some days of just sitting on the beach. I'll probably have a little bit of work to do still, but if we just are beach bums, I'm okay with that. And she was like, I don't believe you. She was like, I don't trust you. No. She was like, we don't have anything planned. We're going to go to Publix and we're going to, you know, it's an Airbnb, so we're going to make lunches every day. So don't get mad if we don't go to a restaurant. And I was like, it's fine. It's okay. And I was like, but do you have things planned? She was like, we'll figure it out. Like, I don't know. Like, she's, her plan is to have no plan.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I like that you're like, I'm fine, but do you have plans?
But do you have,
but what, is there something?
Like, every day? Like, are we going to have one nice dinner or are we going to go into the shops one day? What day is that?
Not your mom knowing you.
Yeah. No. Like, just, she prefaced, and by the way, too, she prefaced the whole thing, and I was like, why are you mad at me from the beginning? Do you not want me to come? I'm so confused. You called me because you were like, can you come? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, but we don't have anything. And I was like, okay, do you not want me there? I'm so confused. No, but it's fine. It's fine.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great time. Great family reunion. Anything else about your mom before I move on?
She's beautiful.
Yes.
She's very pretty.
Our moms are gorgeous.
They are.
Okay, I wrote a list of motherly figures I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So there's, I'm going to talk about my Thea Mary, Avi, and my grandma. So my Thea Mary is my grandma's sister. Okay. My grandma.
What side of the family?
My mom. Now, I rarely talk about my grandma. I think because once my grandma passed away, my Thea Mary stepped in as, like, honorary grandma.
Because when did your grandma pass away?
How when I was, like, 20.
Okay.
I think when I was 20. Oh, 2001. It was the year of 9/11. Oh. So.
What a fun correlation.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah, 20. Yeah,
sure. So, I think Thea Mary, I have my more recent grandmotherly memories. But growing up, my grandma was like bestie, best friend. My favorite memories of my grandma is going into her room. She lived at my Aunt Celia's house, and she had her own little living room and bedroom, her own little section of the house. And in her living room, she would have her little rocking chair that would be pushed up super close to the TV. And she would watch all her stories, all the Mexican game shows.
Yes, we love stories.
And I remember walking into her room, and she would always be sitting up in the chair watching her show. Every now and then she'd be relaxed, just rocking in the rocking chair. But then sometimes she'd just be sitting up watching her TV and always watching her Spanish shows. And there was one time, and I'm young at this point, and I remember coming in and seeing, like, one of the, like, game shows or whatever, and I remember my grandma telling me, I can see you doing something like this one day. And I think she meant just seeing me on TV, you know, which she was right, bless her. And she used to love reading, and she had her magnifying glass that she would read her books.
Mine had one too.
Yeah. Ooh. And
was
she
it the rectangle
would
one?
Be, no, it was a little circle, the stick, metal, silver. and she would be in her bedroom laying on her bed on her stomach mm-hmm. with her little magnifying glass reading her books.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to come in and I would lay next to her on her bed. And I remember I would pinch the skin on her hand because it had no elasticity.
Yeah, I know what
so
you mean.
So it would just like stay in place.
I know what
and
you
I
mean.
Would always just like pinch the skin on her hand and just lay with her. And I would hold her hands and just be with her. And those are some of my fondest memories of my grandma is just going into her room with when she was having her quiet time
mm-hmm.
and just laying on the bed with mm-hmm. her and like touching her skin and just being there with yeah. her. She was really like my best friend. When I was in college, I did junior college for a little while. I would every lunch break drive home to my Aunt Celia's house to my where my grandma was, and my grandma would make me lunch. And I would just have lunch with my grandma and then I would drive all the way back to my school, which was like a good 15-20 minute drive.
Yeah.
And I would have lunch with her. If she didn't make lunch, then she would like hand me a dollar and say for a cheeseburger or get a soda or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to always just come home and be with grandma and sit with her. And I loved her. Mm-hmm. She was just, when she died, it broke me to the, that was, I'd never felt a heartbreak like that mm-hmm. before. I didn't know this pain. It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I ever experienced any kind of heartbreak like that. Mm-hmm. And then when she passed on, Thea Mary stepped in as honorary grandma. And the funny thing about Thea Mary is Thea Mary never had any kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was just motherly to everybody. She mm-hmm. has like 70 or 80 god kids.
Wow.
I thought I had a lot. I have like seven. She has like 70 or
like
80.
Like official?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like she's godmother to so many people. So she wow. never had kids. But she was very motherly. And my grandma used to take me to her house when I was a little kid. And I loved her house. Mm-hmm. And it was so like big and magical to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to go there, it's just a regular yeah. house. But mm-hmm. when I was young, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many like nooks and crannies, all these hidden places.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her house and I would call it my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I want to go to my house. And that meant I want to go to Thea Mary's house. Mm-hmm. So since I was a little kid, all the way up until she passed away, that was my nickname. She would call me my house.
Oh.
When I would call, she'd say, oh, hi, my house. My house is on the phone because I wanted to always go to her house. Mm-hmm. I called it my house. Anyway, Thea Mary was an honorary grandmother, very motherly. She would give me advice. Her marriage advice was, mija, they say marriage is 50-50, but that's a lie. It's 70-30. We do most of the work. That was her marriage advice. She would always ask me about work and she would say, are they paying you? And I go, yes,
yeah.
They're paying me. She goes, okay, you make sure you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
She was very much, mm-hmm. She was very much part of the union when she was working.
Yeah.
She was all about our rights and make yeah. sure that, nope, this is our right. You make mm-hmm. sure you get paid. You blah, 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 blah. She was very mm-hmm. into that. So yeah, Thea Mary and my grandma,
mm-hmm.
I have such fond memories of both of them. And I have been missing Thea Mary a lot lately. I think mm-hmm. about like sometimes when I'm with Rosie, I just want to call Thea Mary and mm-hmm. check in mm-hmm. like how I used to just want to call her and check in. And if my grandma was alive, mm-hmm. it'd be my grandma.
Yeah.
But my grandma passed before I became in the age of like an adult checking mm-hmm. back in about my life. Like mm-hmm. that was Thea Mary. So I think about, oh, I wish I could call Thea Mary and check yeah. in right now and just
yeah.
tell her about my life. Tell her mm-hmm. about Rosie. Tell her what we're up to. She would love it. Show her all these pictures of Rosie. Oh my mm-hmm. God, she would love it. But if my grandma was alive, she would too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. So
yeah,
those are my ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, last thing is mm-hmm. Rosie's name honors all
yes.
three of them.
Oh, yes.
So Rosie's name is Rosalie mm-hmm. Harlow Reyes. Rosalie is my mom's middle name. Mm-hmm. So it's honoring my mom. My grandma came up with Rosalie because she was a big fan of Gypsy Rose Lee. And so she said, I'm going to name her Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
And then for short, we call her Rosie, and mm-hmm. Thea Mary was a Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah.
So that's my way of honoring my three ladies.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah. My grandmother, my Mimi, Helen. She's still here with us.
So that's your mom's side.
That's my mom's side. Yeah. And I love her so much. And I'm so excited. I'm staying in her Airbnb, like their home this summer for the family reunion. I'm sharing my cousin has a bunch of places down there. And so, but I'm sharing the house with my grandparents. So I'm so excited to, I only ever get to see her maybe once a year around Christmas. And even then over Christmas, it's just like a day or two. So sure. I'm really excited to have like a whole week just to hang out with her and my grandfather.
And live in the same space as them. And that's different. Yeah. So you get to wake up and see them. You get to go to bed and see them. That's different.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have this extra time with them. So I'm really, really grateful that I get to do that. And just, I don't know, I don't know when I'll get more time like that with them. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for that. Yeah. And I just want to talk to her more about, I want to get her to, I remember she used to make me pimento cheese all the time. And so I kind of want to like, do you remember? She doesn't always remember everything anymore. Uh-huh. And so I want to be like, do you remember the recipe? Like, I want to get recipes from her. And,
oh, yeah.
But I just have so many. We would go, I grew up in the same neighborhood as her. Like, they still live in the same house that my mom grew up in.
Cute.
And we would go to Mimi's house all the time. She was our babysitter, you know, growing up. And actually her neighbor, Georgia, was our babysitter. We would go to her house a lot too.
How old is your grandma?
She is 81.
Oh my God, so young. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I'm 34. So my grandfather is 50 years older than me. So that's 84. So she's 85. She's 85.
Okay. Still.
She's a year older than my grandfather.
So young. Yes. My father-in-law is 80. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So they're young. And so I'm really excited. And I love them so much. And I'm just excited to spend so much time with them and get extra time with them. But I really want to talk about my Mimi Jo, which is my dad's mom. And they were older because she.
First of all, record her telling you the recipes.
Oh, yes.
Like just videotape her telling you the recipes.
Yeah.
Even if she's making it for you right then, videotape her make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the one thing about my other grandmother, my Mimi Jo, is she was always the one behind the camera taking photos. Mm. And so every time I look through old photos of us, there's so few.
Yeah.
So, she died 10 years ago. Yeah, because it was right when I moved to LA. And so I wasn't able to go back for the funeral, which was really a bummer. But it's interesting. I feel like with grandparents or with grief, like it always hits you at different times.
Sure.
So anyway.
Like
now. But no, I feel like my Mimi Jo, like
Alex, can you get us a tissue? Alex. Sir. Can you get us a tissue, please?
Sir. No, that was good. My Mimi Jo, I get told that I look like her all the time. Like, I get told that I'm like, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Her. Thank you. Her again, kind of. And like, I look at old pictures of her. Like, I look at old photos of her, and I see so much of me there. And I think that's why we had like she was always my favorite. Like, I remember her hugs were my favorite. She was 5'11".
First of all, that's saying a lot coming from you.
I know. I'm not a hug person. Maybe I stopped being a hug person when, you know.
She took it.
But she's 5'11". She's a tall lady. 5'10", 5'11", somewhere around there.
Sure.
And bigger, broad. She's a broad woman.
Yeah.
When in her older age. Yeah. Younger, she looked more like me. But she would call him, you know, bear hugs. And she always had this phrase. She would always, for me and my siblings, she would always say, you know, I love you. We would say, I love you back. And she would be like, I love you more. And we would say, I love you more. And she would, and then we would say, we love you to space. And she would say, and I love you to space. And we would go space, and space never ends, which is what my tattoo is.
So cute.
And my sister has the same one. And And that was just, you know, we would just go back and forth with that. But I remember growing up, so she was always like so cool to me. Like she was, you know, married and had kids, but was so independent. So my grandmother, my dad grew up in Chattanooga, and that's where I always knew my Mimi Jo was living in Chattanooga. But she was born in Bonham, Texas, which is this really small country town north of Dallas. And after she graduated high school, she moved to Dallas and she like had her own apartment.
Cutie.
And, you know, this was in the like 40s, like the early 40s. And she, or 50s, 40s, 50s. And she was the, so there's a building in Dallas. It's, everyone knows it as the Pegasus building because there's this Pegasus that flow that that's on the top of the building, and I don't know what's actually in there or what it was used for, but my grandmother worked in that building as an elevator operator, and she was the first female elevator operator.
Wow.
In that building, that was her job when she lived in downtown Dallas, and she just like was this like city girl
cutie,
and then got married and they moved to Chattanooga, and that's where, you know, my dad was born and everybody, and that's where I knew her as Mimi Jo. Her name is Jo. Well, her name is Ima Jo. Ima Jo Harden.
Ima Jo?
Ima Jo. Uh-huh.
Wow, I've never heard that
yes.
name.
Yeah. So, but everybody called her Jo.
Cutie.
And she, everyone, and everyone knew her as Mama Jo. She was Mama Jo to everybody. She was the neighborhood mom.
Mm-hmm.
She, everyone would come to her house and everyone in the neighborhood. And she was, she had several different jobs throughout her life and worked at schools. Her last job was she was a carpet saleswoman.
Come so on.
That was fun.
Mimi Jo.
And, but yeah, but everybody, she was Mama Jo to so many people. I had all these aunts and uncles growing up that were not my aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
Because they were just, they're coming to Mama Jo's house. Yeah. And it was always so, I remember going to her house, was everyone was there, always. The house was never empty. It was always so packed. It was always so lively. It was,
love that.
It was so fun. And she had this staircase that went down to the basement, and my siblings and I would get on blankets and we would slide
cute.
Down the staircase.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was the place to be. She had a pool. We'd have pool
wow.
parties. Yeah. We had pool parties, and she was constantly, you know, the kitchen was always stocked. It was always, she was always someone where if you are struggling or you needed anything, you go to Mama Jo. She'll take care of you. She'll help you. And, you know, oh, I can't.
How old was she when she passed?
I think she was in her 80s. She struggled with a lot of health issues and had dementia at the end and was in a home. And, but she was still, I remember even in the home, like, she would call me all the time. We would talk on the phone. I still have her phone number saved in my phone. And, yeah, because I remember we talked, like, right when I moved to L.A., and she was, like, so happy and so proud because she was, like, you know, she moved to the big city. So yeah. She was, like, you're moving to the big city. And she would also always be, like, you got a boyfriend yet? And I was, like, no, not yet. And she'd be, like, yo, you're fine. You don't need one. And I remember, too, there was – one summer we were at her house. We would go to her house every Christmas and every summer. And I think it was sixth grade that I just finished. So I was, how old are you in sixth grade? Like 12?
I think so.
Yeah, 12. And I remember we went to a water park and I broke my arm at the water park.
Oh my God.
I fell.
Oh my God.
And at the time it was the third time I had broken my arm. And I remember I was so upset, not that I broke my arm, but I was so upset because it ruined the rest of my summer plans. Naturally.
She has plans.
Naturally.
See?
I was going to camp later. I couldn't swimming because of the way I broke it. I had to have the cast up to the elbow so
no.
I couldn't get wet. So like, I just was like, my summer is ruined, you know, because when you're 12, summer is everything.
Yeah.
And I remember she just like, the rest of the time that we were at her house, just fully just pampered me. Just, I stayed on the couch. She just would hold me because I was upset and like,
cute.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just, you know, it's weird because there's like days where you don't even think about her at all.
100, 100.
And then you have days where you're just like, shoots. And I remember when, you know, when all those fires were happening in LA,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was talking about, you know, what would you grab if it was you? And I remember thinking the first thing that popped in my head is I have these framed photos, these three photos of my grandmother in her Dallas apartment. And there's and there's one where she is just like dancing and she's like, doing like this little thing. And there's one like in front of her car and this other one where she's just, you know, in her apartment. Yeah. And she's got this big smile. Looks like she's laughing.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking that that's all I want to grab. I didn't even think passport, nothing.
Yeah.
I just was like, I would grab the photos of my grandmother and I would get out of the house and I would leave everything else. Nothing else mattered. And
I don't even know where my passport is right now. Just hearing you say that. I'm like, I wonder where that is.
It's in my desk. I know exactly where my desk is. But yeah, so that's the only thing I have of my grandmother for reasons. And and my mom has framed, my grandmother wrote down two of her most famous recipes. And my mom has the handwritten recipe framed in the kitchen, which I think is really sweet for her dressing and her potato salad.
Cute.
So, and they're, you know, they're the recipes that are like, you know, and brown it up real good. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I don't know what that means, but I'll do my best. My mom's been trying to, and that's the thing too, is like, she was such a mom to my mom. Like, even though my mom has great parents who are still here.
Yeah.
She was such a mom to my mom. And
did she pass first and then your grandpa?
No, my grandfather passed when I was like 16.
Okay.
And then she passed when I was 25.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wasn't very close to my grandfather at all, really. Yeah. It was always her. Like, even when he was still there, it was always her. Yeah. So
that's really special. Grandmas, man.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that your relationship was with not that your mom-grandma relationship isn't special, but this one is with your dad's mom. Mm-hmm. Because the stereotype, right, and I've seen a few of them like on Instagram and stuff, is that you're closer to your mom's side of the family, not your dad's side.
Which I am in every other sense of the word.
Yeah. So that's like the meme that I saw, my sister had sent it to me because she has a boy and it was something like, you know, when you realize you're the dad's side of the family.
Yes. My brother's like, the only one married. Ugh. So I'm like, oh my God, he's probably going to have kids first. We're the dad's side of the family.
Yeah. You're the dad's side of the family. Because I was definitely closer to my mom's mom than my dad's mom. Mm-hmm. I started to get closer to my dad's mom as I got older and appreciate her more. Growing up, she was like the strict grandma, tough love, where my mom's mom was more nurturing. And but as I got older, I started to realize how silly my dad's mom was. And she was funny and her laugh. And there was just so many things about her that now, and then I look at side-by-side picture of me and her and we have like the same cheekbones and I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of look like my, I'm like, and she was silly and funny. I never knew those things about her growing up. She was just kind of scary to me growing up. But then as I got older, I was like, oh man, I wish I took more time to appreciate and get to know you as a person, not just grandma. Cause I think I really would have liked you.
Yeah.
There was one time I did a meditation. This is before Rosie. This is, I think, 2020, actually. And I was doing this meditation out in my backyard. And it was a motherly meditation. And in this meditation, they walk you through, like, to visualize certain things. And it was, you go to this well. And as you sit to the well, a woman walks up to you. And it's very vague, and your mind and heart and spirit places whoever it is there. And they're like, a woman from your past walks up to you. And you're sitting there at the well, and you're having a conversation with them. What do they want to tell you? What are they saying to you? And this one time I did the meditation, it was my grandma. And I saw my grandma. I fully see her in this meditation. And then right at this moment, where she's like, we're holding hands and we're like looking at each other. And they're like, what does she have to say to you? I saw my grandma's face get so happy and excited, like she was about to say something. Mm-hmm. She's like, and then it went away. Everything went away. And I was like, oh my gosh, what was she going to say? Yeah. What was it? But yeah. I knew, mm-hmm. I felt it. She was going to tell me that I was going to have a kid.
Ooh.
I felt that. Because as soon as it went away, I knew it. I was like, I think that's what she was about to say. I think that's why she got super excited.
Okay.
My grandma had 8 kids herself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's what she was about to say. This was 2020.
Oh man.
And I had Rosie in 2023.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that meditation and it being so special and just seeing my grandma and seeing her happy. And then that moment where I'm like, oh, I know what you were going to say. I feel it. Grandmas are special. Okay, so I have
mother figures.
Some other motherly figures in my life. Mm-hmm. Some spiritual mom figures. So growing up, there was Mama Ange. And
I know Mama Ange.
You know Mama Ange. Oh, yeah, because you see her at all the shows that she comes to in the Bay Area. She always brings us ceviche.
She's wonderful.
So Mama Ange is like a spiritual mom that we grew up with since youth group. And she's just that mom to everybody.
Yeah.
But she was always praying for us. Mm-hmm. And if you ever need prayer, she'll still text me out of the blue one day. I had a dream about you, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know. So I couldn't not mention Mama Ange. Oh. And then today, this is a newer person to my life, Della.
Yes, Della.
Della's very special, Della. Who also has that spiritual mom presence to a lot of people in Hollywood. And they basically will come and like support dreamers mm-hmm. in Hollywood. And mm-hmm. she's always praying for me. Mm-hmm. And now even my family, they have her number now. So uh-huh. if there's something going on, everybody texts Della to pray for us and stuff. But I remember when I was pregnant with Rosie, anytime I would freak out where like I didn't feel Rosie moving.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I start thinking, well, I haven't felt her move for a long time. Oh my gosh. I'm texting Della at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, I can't feel Rosie move. I don't remember the last time I felt her move. And then she's like texting me back and, you know, texting me prayers and stuff and like helping me like just calm down. Mm-hmm. And anytime I'm about to go on a trip or I'm anxious about something, I always send Della a text and I'm like, Hey, this is what I'm feeling. And she's always, we're on it. We're praying for you. Yeah. And just very, very much a motherly figure in a spiritual sense.
Yeah.
For us, for now my whole family.
Yeah, she's the best. We got coffee before the bus tour started and ended up sitting and talking for like 4 hours.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She's so great.
So those are a couple of spiritual mom figures. And also my sister was a motherly figure growing up because she's the oldest and mom would be at work, so she was in charge. So Veronica was definitely a motherly figure, more so to like my brothers because they're younger. My sister's only 3 years older than me, but she was still in charge, you know. So my sister, she's still caretaker of the family. She's still the one who puts together the Evite for Christmas for the whole family. She's still the one who's like helping plan everybody's birthday. And she's still very hands-on as the family planner, family organizer, very much the leader and motherly figure in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I think a motherly figure in my life is my mom's best friend, Day. She lives in Carlsbad, San Diego area, and I don't have any family in LA. It's just me. And I'm very much comforted knowing that she's down there. Aww. And we don't talk all the time. A lot of times I only text her because I go, hey, my mom's in town. We're coming by. Yeah. Like every time my mom visits, we drive down there.
Cute.
And
but it's nice knowing she's there.
It's nice to know that she's there. And she's someone who... She's also a motherly figure to a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. And so she's someone where I'm like, I know if there's anything wrong, anything, I can call her and like, she'll help me with whatever. And I always think about that too. I'm like, if I'm ever like in the hospital or something, I was like, I'm calling her first because I know she could get to me the quickest and make me feel like I've got family with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so until my, you know, because I know my parents would fly out. So I was like, I'll get her first and then she'll stay with me. Until
Tag team.
Exactly. So I think she's definitely somebody who I consider family and you know, stand in mom or spiritual mom is what you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Della for sure. I just want to, you know, double down on Della.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, but you know what I mean? Cause just, you know, again, like I said, I'm not by myself in LA, but you know, there's no family. So it's a different dynamic.
It is different.
But yeah, I think those have kind of always been my, at least as lately, you know, my go-tos. And then I have my actual blood relation aunts too, who are always, you know, my Aunt Michelle, I feel like I've always was really drawn and close to her, not just because of growing up in the same town. Like all my moms, I talked, you know, so much about my dad's mom being in Chattanooga, but all my mom's family is in the town that I grew up in. So they're all there. When I go home, I see all my aunts and uncles and my cousins on my mom's side of the family. But my Aunt Michelle, the age difference between me and her is almost the same age difference between her and my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, I think her and my mom are, 11 years, and her and me are only 13 years age difference.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've always just been more close to her just simply because ages is almost similar. Like, just, and she, I want to get married and have kids, and she didn't do that until she was like 38. Mm-hmm. And so, and she went and like lived her life and had this career and all this stuff. And so I often look to that where if I am ever feeling like I'm behind, I go to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's like, I did it. You're fine. You'll figure it out. Yeah. And,
totally.
And so and she's someone I know I can call and talk to about anything. And, and I love her.
Another person I wrote down on my list that I wanted to mention, which you don't have one of these yet, but you will. Okay. And I hope you have a great relationship because I'm talking about my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's a stereotype of
people
hating their mother-in-laws. Yeah. I do not. My mother-in-law is fantastic.
I know.
And we used to joke that she loves me more than she loves my husband. But it's definitely not true. but I think because she had two boys, you know, and I come into this family and not only am I a girl, so I have a different energy, but I'm also very affectionate and I'm huggy. I like to go deep and converse. So immediately I just was all in. And I think she enjoyed that. And so I would sit with her and have coffee and gossip, just listen to her stories.
Yes.
And, you know, she'd tell me about all his ex-girlfriends and like give me all the inside scoop. She would give me drama about people I don't even know, but it's just like somebody that they know. And I'm just in it like, no, I wouldn't do that. And we have our own special memories. Like one of my favorite things that I would do is do the Snapchat filters on her face.
Hilarious.
What? And like on Instagram when they do the funny face ones. Oh my. And her reaction to them. And I would post them and people would crack up dying. I would get so many responses from people just doing all the different faces. And then me and Carmen cracking up together, just like loving it and loving each other. And I'll sit with Carmen just like I would with my grandma and my Tia Mary. And I'll hold her hand and I'm doing massage to her. Like I would always massage Tia Mary all the time. And or I'm like rubbing her back or something. I'm very affectionate. And I love my mother-in-law and she's another one. I love just sitting every time she comes over. My favorite thing is, you know, get a cafecito. And she's like, no, I just had, when she says, no, I just had it, I'm sad.
Oh,
because I want to make her coffee and like, have, even if I'm not sitting with her to drink the coffee, just knowing that what the coffee means.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, so anytime when she's like, see, okay. I'm like, all right, good. Like, I like making her the coffee and like bringing it to her. And sometimes we'll sit and have together. Even if it's just like a little bit of gossip, just a little bit of, oh, did you talk to so-and-so today? Like, no, she haven't called me. You know, it's like one of those like,
tell me more. Yeah.
When's the last time she called you? No stay. So I enjoy my mother-in-law. I have a great relationship with her.
Yeah.
It's very special. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't have the stereotypical. Oh, and that's funny because I used to include this in my jokes in this hour that I'm doing, and I took it out because it was coming off mean. And that's not how I meant it with her. And I was kind of leaning into the stereotype.
Sure.
Because I knew that's what the audience was thinking.
Sure.
But then I was like, but that's not who she is. Uh-huh. That's not what we have. So I just took it out. But the joke that I would say, let me see if I can remember it.
I know. I was like, I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was.
So I think I know what.
What? It was something about. Oh. When they first came to meet the baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Yes.
And
I know what you're talking about.
I'm holding Rosie. Yes.
You look like.
And she goes, Angela, you look like a mom now. And I was like, oh, yes, thank you. Yes. And she goes, yeah, because you used to be slender. And like, she wasn't meaning it to be mean.
No, no.
But that's just her honest little Puerto Rican self. Mm-hmm. Just like, you used to be slender. Now look at you. You know, look like, and I'm like, oh my God. And the house we're living in now, in the one in L.A., is a lot smaller and different than the house we used to live in.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
And so we have a pool in the backyard. It's a smaller pool than the one we had when we lived up in the hills, obviously. Sure.
But it's still a pool.
Yeah. And when they first came to the house, she was looking out with my brother to the backyard, looking at the pool. And she goes, oh, wow, that's a nice pool. It's not that big, but it's nice.
She's like, where'd you get a kiddie pool?
Yeah. It's not that big, but, you know, it's nice.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Carvin, did you want to design the pool?
And again, like, she wasn't being mean. No, she was just being herself that I laugh at.
Okay, see, and here's the thing, too, that I feel like I've noticed with my grandmother, Helen, who's still here, is I feel like the older grandmas get, the more, less of the filter.
Oh,
yes. It just is gone because there's been times where she sets up around me and my sister and I'm like, Mimi, what? Okay,
like,
you're like, what? Not preacher's wife.
They lose that filter, which I also used to include in my act that I took out in that airplane bit, which I'm not going to get into it, but the story about the woman on the airplane. And I used to go a little bit further about what did I call it?
Oh, you said it senior syndrome or something like that.
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Yeah, I called it the senior spectrum. And the point of it was, like, you get to an age where you don't have no filter no more. You feel like you've lived long enough, you earn the right to say whatever you want to say. Like, this is it.
Yes.
And I took that whole thing out. It wasn't hitting the way I wanted it to hit. It was coming off a little bit mean.
And I feel like everyone was kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, they didn't. They're like, wait, who's she making fun of? No. I'm like, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just trying to say, like, when you get to a certain age and you just say whatever you want to say. Like, everybody's grandma and grandpa gets to that point. And I'm not talking about dementia or anything like that.
I'm talking about you
get to an age where you just say off-the-wall stuff and you're like, grandpa,
well,
you cannot say that.
Yes. At my brother's wedding, it was the rehearsal dinner, and I was sitting next to my grandmother, my Mimi, and I noticed she had this ring on her hand that I'd never seen before. And I was like, Mimi, that ring is really beautiful. I've never seen that before. And she was like, get in line.
Ooh!
And I went, what did you say? And she goes, you're going to have to ask Michelle for it. She goes, first, I've offered it to Terry, but I think she's going to give it to Michelle. So if you want it, you have to ask her, but not until I die. And I was like, Mimi, I was like, I was giving you a compliment. I was just trying to tell you that I thought it was pretty. And she was like, well, you can't have it yet. And I was like, I didn't. That's. was like, let me get you an iced tea. I'll be right back.
That's like awesome. Well, we have some voicemail messages.
Yes.
To listen to. These are very special ones that we have today. Because these messages are from our mothers. We had our mothers call in and we just said, give us a attitude and a gratitude. So our moms are going to share for the first time on Fungula, telling us what they're grateful for. And if you want to call in and tell us what you're grateful for, what you're mad about, give us your attitude, you can call us at, is the phone number ready to go? Okay, you can call us at this phone number.
747-300-5380. Give us a call. Ooh,
yeah. Give us a call. Let us know your attitude and your gratitude. And who do we have first?
Do you want your mom or my mom?
Let's do your mom's first.
Okay.
Hello, Fungula. This is Carrie, Danielle's mom, calling from Texas. And so I am calling to give you my attitude and my gratitude. My attitude at the moment is when I go to, like, the Kroger or the Costco, mainly the Kroger. Costco, and people do not know how to walk down the aisle with their buggies.
Just like not the buggies.
The car. You go from on Texas. The right side of the aisle. And if they don't do that, they stop in the middle of the aisle and they're looking at something and it just backs up the whole aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that makes me a little grumpy and a little mad. I have been known
you
to,
are your mother's daughter.
The teacher and me
100%
have come out and I've clapped my hands and I have given instructions on how to walk
it.
Down the aisles at Costco to the point that I think now that when I scan my card into Costco, I'm probably up on some kind of poster where they're like, she's back at the store again. So anyway, so that's my attitude.
That's
people
funny.
People don't know how to walk down the aisle with their buggy when they're grocery shopping, specifically the Costco.
Buggy.
As far as my gratitude is I am so thankful that my adult children are happy in their lives where they are. They have worked very hard for their careers.
Special.
And not everything is unicorns and rainbows. They've had some struggles along the way, but they have persevered. And I am super proud of all of my adult children and how they love their careers. They are doing their best every day. And it just makes this mama heart happy to know that my children are happy. And they just strive to be their best every day. So I'm grateful for that, especially this time of the year when we're in the month of May and celebrating Mother's Day. And Angela, I'm grateful for you that you have given my daughter Danielle an opportunity to be a part of your team and to be in your circle of influence. And so I'm grateful for that. I hope you girls have a great rest of your tour on your family reunion tour. I pray for you every day for your health
and your
safety. And but just most of all, just have a great time and enjoy it. Time goes by fast and just need to enjoy these little moments. So love you girls. Have a great day. Bye.
We love you, Terry, which I just learned was your name recently because I only knew you as mom.
I know. Also, she's so twangy. Like
I know, I loved it.
I always forget, like, and it's funny because my friends will point out that I become extra twangy if I'm on the phone with her.
Oh.
And I'm like, Mom, you?
Oh,
she's from Texas.
For sure, from Texas. And you are your mother's daughter. Her being upset with systems, that people don't understand systems. This is the way it works. Like, this has been your attitude before.
Oh. And I've heard this attitude many, many a times. Anytime I'm at the Kroger or the Costco with her, and she is just like,
the Kroger.
She just gets like, she's like, I just do not understand. People need to be aware of their surroundings.
Hilarious.
That is her biggest beef in life, is people not aware of their surroundings.
That is you.
Yeah.
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 You are your mother's daughter.
You know, she raised me, so.
Mm-hmm. We love you, Terry.
Okay, here's your mama.
Hi, my name is Susie Zagar. I am Angela's mama. And I just want to share a few gratefuls and a few, what's the other one called?
Big fan of the show. Big fan.
Mattitudes. I am grateful for FaceTime. Believe it or not, I just love that I can stay close and in contact with all of my kids and especially my grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I'm really grateful for FaceTime, and I'm grateful for my hubby's health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my grandkids. I'm grateful for my kids too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have
you.
My grandkids without my kids.
But she's so grateful for us only because of the grandkids.
Yeah. All of those above. And I'm very grateful for prayer because I don't know where I would be without mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. My mattitude is streaming.
Streaming?
Oh, streaming.
Paramount, streaming, Netflix, streaming, all those lovely things that I have all over the place. Well, now a lot of them have commercials. Mm. Great. Now you're paying for commercials. So now you have to upgrade.
You do that.
In
great.
Order to not
yes.
have commercials. So that's rude. Anyway, I just don't like that. That's really
you say
annoying.
That all the time. That's
and
rude.
Then I'm also mattitude. Another mattitude is weight loss. It takes freaking forever mm-hmm. to lose weight. But then after one binge, you gain it all back. Mm. So there's my mattitude. And my other little mattitude is, it's a mattitude and it's a cutie-tude.
Cutie-tude?
It's when Rosie hangs up on me on FaceTime. So I love
really
FaceTime.
Does.
But my little cutie-tude mattitude is when Rosie hangs up on me when she's done.
Yep. She'll go,
okay,
bye.
That's it. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Love you, Mom. Let me tell you one thing about my mom.
There's so many things that she says.
The fact
I'm like,
that she
you
said,
say the same thing.
The fact that she made streaming her mattitude clocks because my mom has seen every new show. Any show that comes mm-hmm. out.
She's on it.
She's already seen it.
Okay.
The second it comes out, she already binged it. She already mm-hmm. watched it. She's mm-hmm. already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Which Manny can be like that sometimes. I am not like that.
No.
I'm like, how can I watch all these new shows when I need to watch season 7 of SVU one more time? Like, this is ridiculous.
Which that's my mom. So that always makes
oh,
me
yeah.
laugh.
So yeah. my mom sees every show. If there is a new show mm-hmm. that comes out, I always check in with my mom and be like, oh, did you see it? Like, what did you think?
Uh-huh.
That once in a blue moon I've seen a show before her
uh-huh.
and I think that happened recently with Cross on Amazon. Such a good show.
Never even
and
heard of it.
Oh my god, it's so good. So I hit her up one time and I was like, have you seen this one? And she's like, oh no, I haven't watched it. I was like, oh my god, you gotta watch it. It was like the one time I saw a show mm-hmm. before her. So that tracks. That streaming commercials is mattitude for her. Our moms are great. We're
yes.
so grateful for you, moms. Mm-hmm. We love you. To all the moms out there, mm-hmm. well done. You're crushing it. You're doing it. And to those out there who are missing their moms because your mom has already passed on, our heart is with you. And we send you our love and our light and our warmth and all the good feelings. We send them towards you because I know Mother's Day can be really hard for mm-hmm. some people. Yeah. For those of you who are wanting to be a mom and you've been trying to be a mom and it just hasn't happened for you yet, I know Mother's Day is also a hard day for you too. So our hearts are with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this podcast is all about putting out good vibes, gratitude, love, and just putting it out there. So for all the moms out there, we love you, bless you, and keep crushing it. You're doing it. We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Love you, Mom.
Bye.